Blog Talk Radio. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information, The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great show for you tonight, and I do mean super fragilistic, just really good. I am just amazed. I'm just satisfied. I'm just jackified. Now, you know when you jackified, that means you jacked up. We got a great jazz show for you tonight, and I do mean great. So, we want you to join in. You can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you could dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're in a hole. I don't care if you're in prison in Egypt, Sudamakada. You can listen to me. And we got a featured artist tonight. Actually, we got two. We've got featuring the sounds of Lindsay Webster, who I was just introduced to yesterday. And we have my play sister, Amaryllis, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix. She's going to be cutting it up with a track called Smile. And that's my sister, man. So she's beautiful. You know, her mother always say, oh, Don, you loco. You're loco, but I listen. I'm like, you listen to a loco person? She said, yes, because I like you, but you're loco. You know, I really enjoy what I do. I kid you not. So dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you could call in. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net. And hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be on the air. And soon, you'll be able to go to the DSMTV.net. Oh, man, and listen to the show. Just hit the big red on-air button. And don't forget the T-H-E in front of it. So you're going to – I got so much good stuff going on. I'm just fired. Let me calm down. I'm just fired up and up. But, yeah, we're going to feature Lindsay Webster and Amaryllis, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix. Man, we got a hot show for you tonight. So let's get started. There's a young lady out of Indianapolis, Indiana, who's a good friend of mine named Sandy Lomax, and she can do that riff, man. I be but da ka do da 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 da. She's good. Dizzy, he was screaming next to Opie, who was beaming, all with something, so they can walk first. And then they got into something. Bias played a mean sack. Mr. Maxwell beat a mean act. Paul was thumping, so they can walk bud. And then the joint started jumping. You know that every hip suddenly did bud. So he hit town, making those notes nobody wrote, putting them down. Opie played a mean string. Don and Dizzy did a hip thing. Paul was thumping, so they can walk bud. And then they got into something. Thank you. I guess you didn't. But my brother used to play jazz, my brother Marvin. Man, him, my brother Roland loved jazz, and they were just bad. And I'd go in there and try to listen to that jazz stuff, and it was just amazing. Because I'd be in there like, yeah, cool, man, cool. And I was a little tight, right? And my brother called my mother and said, "My, tell Don get out of here. He don't know nothing about no jazz." And she said, "Don, let them have a jazz." I said, "Don't nobody like no little funky jazz, funk a jazzy G." She said, "Come out of there before you get a whooping." But that boy, yeah, my brother was really good, man, at jazz. All right. We getting ready to cut, man. I got one more track to play before I go in two. Lindsay Webster, "Where Do You Go?" Now, the words in that mean, where do you go? And if you want to go to where you want me to take you, just tell me. So you got to say what you want, man. I can't say mine because I don't talk like that. So let me get my other voice on. You're listening to Don S. McClure. All right, let me play this track called Cosmic Monkey. And then right after that, I've got a track by Eva Carboni. And then after that is Lindsay Webster. Don, you're a bad man. And after Lindsay comes my play sister. Man, you got them signed up, don't you?
Thank you.
one of my driving jazz songs, man. And I'd be leaning to the side, right? Dark glasses on, playing it loud. Dun, 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 dun. Woo! Man, that's a track. See, I love that jazz. Then I switch it over a little bit, then come back to jazz. Hey, I'm going to play this track by an artist I had never heard of, but was introduced to me, Lindsay Webster. Where do you go? And it's hot, man. This track's so hot. My fingers almost burnt up, man. I was like, what? I had to go look up the words and stuff, man. It's just off the chinka-chanka, charts, chains, whatever you want to say. The make your heart go pitter-patter. Lindsay Webster, where do you go?
Thank you.
So how'd you like that? Where do you go? Lindsay Webster. And we got some more by her later on in the show. So we're not going to clog you up. But we sure are going to introduce you to some hot jazz artists. Hey, I'm going to play this track before I get to my play sister's track. Amaryllis, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix. Man, she can cut. And she's even played with Jose Feliciano and some of the other great guys. You know, she's from Puerto Rico and a dynamic person, you know, building and building and building. A lot of talent, too. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Eva Carboni, Love Me Tonight. I'm going to follow that up after Where Do You Go? So I guess that's where you're going. Where do you go? Love me tonight. Oh, man. Two hard hitters.
A worn out man with a tired soul. Chasing the gold from long ago. He keeps on saying it would turn out right. I want you to love me tonight. I need you to love me. Once held the world in the palm of his hand. A rising star, the guitar man. Drink took him over and he lost the fight. He wanted to love him. Why don't you love him tonight? That sweet hometown is taking him back home to a place where he never found love. It was always so good there, and he wanted to stay.
I want
Love me tonight.
Oh, man. Hey, they say the blues and jazz is almost the same thing. They all started mixing in together, you know. But that guitar, did you hear that, man? That's deep. I'm going to play that again. Eva Carboni, Love Me Tonight. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by one of my favorite people in the world, my play sister, Amarillo Santiago, and the track is called Smile. It's a redo, and she can cut it, man. She goes by Amarillis, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix, and she's put out a couple of albums, too. Check her out on YouTube. Look up Amarillis, a.k.a. Latin Phoenix. And Friday, I've got another track I'm going to play by her, one that I just love. It's called No Me Do. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. But let's get into Smile. And, you know, we got a couple of new artists. Well, not new, but artists that I think you ought to listen to. So we got some hot stuff tonight. So let's give a listen to Amarillis and Smile.
Thank you. Sandy, you know, we've been going through some pretty deep things here lately. Sometimes I know you want to leave. Sometimes you know I run from you, baby. But always something just keeps calling me back. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Again on the bumpy road to love. till I always, always keep your memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Swing it.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
The way you hold my hand, the way you look in my eyes. Oh, okay. I didn't know we were back. That was Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Now, that's true jazz. Oh, man. You know, I might have to do that at a karaoke one night. You know, be Louis Armstrong. Yeah. Zabadadu. Oh, man. We're going to jump. It's a Zabadu, all right. I think you Zaba in the head. We're going to jump to some Brian Culberson. Together tonight. What is it with all these, this romantic stuff, man? Well, it's jazz. That's what they did. And we got another track called Sleepless by Johnny Levesin, and that's his name. Don't blame it on me. Lovesin, Levesin. Uh-oh. Man, you know, well, I'll tell you that story another time. Anyway, Brian Culberson, Together Tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm back. And that was Brian Culverson. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the greatest jazz show on Wednesdays. And you know, part of life's adventure, when you try to take the bull by the horns and they're sharp and he's stumping his feet and sniffing and snotting and growing, and you say, "Bull, I'm gonna beat you." Now, I don't know what the bull has to do with jazz, but I just thought I'd let you know. And tonight we're dedicating the show to Tyree in Memphis, Tennessee, the young man that just lost his life. And they had his funeral today. And I looked at a lot of the videos, the YouTubes, and man, it was beautiful. His mother spoke, his father spoke, people. And they came from all over to sing and to help his mother and father and family, siblings, you know, try to get a little ease. You know, it's difficult because you never know what another person's feelings. So I think it's just appropriate to say, hey, why don't we just also dedicate the show to him? You know, it never hurts, my mother used to say, just to be nice for no apparent reason, just to do it. We got Sade coming up. It's 7:52, and in the East Coast, it's 8:52. So we got to keep cutting. But I want you to be safe out there, too. Sade, The Big Unknown, is the next jazz track we're going to play.
No flame on this cold, cold plane.
Oh, man. Did you hear that Sade track? Oh, man, I'm telling you. That was deep. While I was playing that, I was working on my book, Edmonia Lewis. And it's a part where she's 9 years old, and her brother, who is 17 going on 18, has got to leave to go to San Francisco to build a better life, financially, morally, spiritually, for his sister. And that music just gave me some ideas. So I added a few more words to the what was being said between them. But imagine how she feels. I mean, her father's gone. Her mother's gone. First mother of her brother. Her father's first wife has passed. And, you know, I find it amazing when people write about her. They write as if it's like, oh, okay, he left. But that pain and confusion is what I want to explain in the story. But it's a hell of a story, a really, really good one. Edmonia Lewis. The book is called Vindication. We are accepting orders right now, and it's going to be released February 10th, between the 10th and the 15th. 15th is the last date, but I want to get it out on the 10th. And I communicated today with the university, Oberlin College, letting them know that I'm almost done. But anyway, let's get back to the show. You know, music has a way of affecting your mind. It's 7:58. So again, continue to enjoy good music in your life. How about that? Hey, we're going to jump to a track, Fly Me to the Moon, by a young lady that's taking over Florida, Laura Henderson. That girl can cut some jazz, man. And she's working with Jack Glotman on this track. In other words, That is Lauren Henderson, Florida's star child. I mean, and she can cut. She's got her own little band, and she's doing really good. So we got some more to play by her, and it is 8:04. So, and this is enjoyable, you know, really, truly enjoyable. We're going to take a quick break for a minute and promote one of my books. And again, it's a joy just being a writer.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And we're back, and I'm enjoying the show and writing at the same time. So let's give a listen to some more great jazz. Let's see. I have a track that we're going to do, featured artist for tonight, Lindsay Webster. We're calling this Lindsay Part 2. Well, where's Part 1 at? Let me look this up because I don't want to screw this up. That's Part 3, Part 2. Okay, here is Part 1. Don, what do you be drinking when you do these shows? I don't know. Just good stuff. Let's see. All right, here we go. And featured artist, Lindsay, live.
Are you doing an announcement or is it just us? It's just us. All right. So, hi everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our first show as a full band since March 11th when we played in New York City at the Iridium. And the next day they shut everything down. So we're back. We're at Daryl's house. So here it goes. We're gonna start off a song. It's called "Feels Like Forever," and it does feel like forever since we played. Here we go. thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Lindsay Webster. We are the Lindsay Webster Band. This was Mike D'Amico on the guitar, that beautiful solo, Mr. Ken Joffrey on the sax. We have Keith Slattery on the keys and holding it down on the left-hand bass, and Mr. Isaac Civitello here on the drums. So the next song that we're going to play is also from our brand new album. We released a record just right after the pandemic hit on March 27th, and so we haven't really been able to come out and play the music from the record, so here we are, and hopefully, you're enjoying it kind of just as well out there in the ether land. This next song we're going to do is called One Step Forward.
Now I
You should get like one of those roaring crowd. Like, more crickets. So we're going to keep it going with some brand new music. Feels brand new to us, because like I said, we came out with a record in March and we weren't able to do any shows. So now we're playing the music for you guys. This one is our next single. Keith and I have been shooting the music video for this for the past couple weeks. We're going to do some more shooting this next week, and then a video will be coming out for this song. This song is about, just wanted to spend some time with somebody and be close. Talk close to you.
Your eyes take me to a place where I can feel no good about, baby. You are much more than I can take. Feels like every moment gone is wasted. I can't wait to get
All right. So we just played you a few brand new songs from our album, A Woman Like Me. We're going to throw it back to an album called Back to Your Heart and do one of my favorite songs from that album. This one is called Those Three Words. Are you doing an announcement or is it just us? It's just us. All right. So, hi everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our first show as a full band since March 11th when we played in New York City at the Iridium. And the next day they shut everything down. So we're back at Daryl's house. So here it goes. We're gonna start off a song. It's called Feels Like Forever, and it does feel like forever since we played. Here we go. Oh, this is a great rehearsal song. Oh, no, we thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching. As you know, people in our music business, we have no work right now, no real sight of work coming back. So it's really great that Daryl's house is here and allowing us to do this streaming thing. So hopefully we can, make some sort of money. And, it's just literally our income is gone. Like our career is just on the, I'm trying to figure out like what I'm going to do in the meantime. But doing these shows is very helpful. And so please be generous with your donations because it's supporting all of us here. And also Daryl's house as well, because they actually had to close with the takeout because it just wasn't, we're all just trying to hang on here. So thank you guys once again so much for tuning in and watching. And once again, just please be as generous as you can with the donations. We truly, truly appreciate it. Who's out there watching Love Chaka Khan? guys are here. Woo! Well, now is the quiet portion of the show, where we bring you to the early 20s, where songs written, and anyway, so it's probably written around the 20s. Ken? Somewhere over the rainbow. First person to guess when it was... No. So, it's a popular song. We're not going to tell you what it is. After like a minute and 2 seconds, you'll know. It's on the new album. Speaking of that, you can head on over to the merch table, which is aka my website, lindseywebstermusic.com, and we have CDs and t-shirts and stuff of that nature. And here it goes. When all the love is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the sky break, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Thank you. All right. It's 9:04. Should we walk out the door? No, didn't we start late? Let's do one more song. Peter? One more song? Yes? One more? Two more? Three more? Four more? We're never leaving. Well, really, how many can we do? Like one? Two? We're staying here all night. Peter just gave the wrong answer. We're going to do a song called Back to Your Heart.
Never know how much.
Yeah. Man, that young lady could cut. Oh, man. Hey, we're going to jump to a track by a young lady in Florida, Laura Henderson. And like I say, if you're down in the Miami area, check her out. She's bad. Wild is the Wind, one of my favorite tracks by Randy Crawford. But this young lady, she does it justice.
Love me, love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For we're creatures of the wind and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungerness.
Well, I've got to get ready to say I'm out. I've got more writing to do. But this has been a truly enjoyable show. Cosmic Monkeys is going to take us out of here, and I will see you Friday.